talking about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Moneycoin, your coin, blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's IP number. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace. Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do? Bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
In the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday, Studio B.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. You've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
It's mind-blowing. It is all worth it. Believe me, whatever, it's worth it. And there are some that people who are seeking, you know, because of the death of the ego won't be able to handle it. They will get off the straight path and the narrow path and take the wide road and kind of go out there and again away from the Father. But they'll return because once you wake up, you cannot go back to sleep. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's so clear to me now that, and I'm sure I haven't seen the depths of it yet, but it's so clear that it's mind-blowing that it is truly a spiritual battle. So thank you all for showing up Sunday and those online as well, watching it at jessieleepeterson.com/church. If you were not watching it live online, or you didn't see, wasn't there on Sunday,
You can, of course, podcast the show. You can podcast the show. I'm always grateful with the men's meeting, women's meeting, church service, counseling. And by the way, we have amazing counseling. Amazing counseling. If you want counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-2663 to set it up. You may need, well, you might not need more than one, but most people like to do at least two for a follow-up. If you're really, really, really tired of living the way you are, you're suffering, most people tend to get it, or many, the first session. But sometimes, even then, they want to do a follow-up, and that's just fine. You can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. We are on, you can follow us at Gab, Rumble, and Trovo. Gab, Rumble, and Trovo. You can listen to the show while you're working out or making breakfast or whatever you do in the morning by calling 717-567-4971. 717-567-4971. 567-4971. And also we're streaming on Odyssey, odyssee.com/@Jesse Lee Peterson. So when you're on that stream line there at Talk Stream Live, 717-567-4971, you can listen on the road. You can call in the listen line, and it's really, really good to listen to while you're traveling, while you're on the road, wherever. All right, so check it out. And also we're streaming on Cozy, COZY.TV/JLP, Cozy.TV/JLP. I got to ask the Anchor Baby a question. I just realized it. And Anchor Baby, my producer, Nick, if you can come here for a minute, will you? And I just want, for your information as well. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Amazing. The Anchor Baby is walking in. So, you didn't do your show on Friday again.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
This is the Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby's new show on Friday at 5 p.m., supposedly. And,
wow.
And so it didn't happen this Friday. And you want to explain why to the folks so they'll know? And what should they look for next?
Well, I started up my stream the way I did pretty much the last, you know, handful of times. That was, Friday was going to be the 8th, maybe. I think the 8th.
This past Friday?
Yeah.
And was so, the 8th of the month?
The 8th time, like my
episode.
Your
show. Right? Oh, okay.
So I set up, you know, I set up the way I've been doing it. Click on the stream button, get it going, and no matter what I did, the stream wouldn't stop buffering. So it was unwatchable. It was, people couldn't really watch a buffering stream. It just keeps cutting out, cutting out. And so Bill was there, and I'm begging him.
And Bill is the engineer.
Yeah. And I'm like begging him, like, Bill, what's going on here? Look. And he's like, I don't know. Because, you know, everyone's systems has different quirks. He's got to get in there and really look at it. And so we were both trying to figure it out. And that's basically what happened. Couldn't get the stream to go the way I wanted it. Well, at all, really. So Friday was a bust. And then on Saturday, I basically spent the day trying to reinstall stuff and trying to get it working for like a Saturday stream.
Right.
couldn't really get it going then either. But as for the state of the show, I mean, I basically switched to a different program, one that more people use called OBS, people that might know it. And things look good, so stay tuned.
So will we be getting another show before Friday, or do we have to wait until Friday again?
Stay tuned.
Okay. Amazing. Okay. And Anchor Baby's new show, YouTube there.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend?
It went all right.
It did?
Yeah.
Amazing.
No complaints here.
Nice weather here, huh?
Beautiful.
This past weekend.
I like actually a little windy and on the cold side, so it was, nice for me.
It was nice, but I don't like the wind.
I like the sun.
The wind
too,
was a little chilly coming from up north.
Perfect. Sweater weather.
Sal said, get to the point. Where's the shirt? Oh, well, how can they get the shirt? Your shirt.
Whose shirt? What are you talking
Whose
about?
Shirt? Just stop having sex. Where's my shirt?
Get this shirt.
Oh, in your YouTube chat.
Huh?
The sparkly shirt.
Oh. That doesn't
matter. You killed that shirt. You got rid of that shirt. Remember, I haven't seen that shirt anywhere at any time.
You know,
did you dig a hole and put it in there?
No.
Or something? In the ground and put the shirt there?
No. You know, I one thing I really regret is I was supposed to, I remember planning to do the lifting video
right.
in the sparkly shirt.
Oh.
And I completely forgot.
Oh, you forgot?
Yeah.
But you still have it.
Yeah, maybe.
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, the Anchor Baby has a shirt. When you're not on camera, it doesn't look like a sparkling shirt at all. But when you're on camera, right, it's flowers.
No.
But when you're on camera, it looked like a sparkling blouse. The Anchor Baby guest host for me once, and he wore the glittery blouse.
Yeah.
And the people on chat line teased him about it, I guess.
Yeah, I sat there for 3 hours. I did your 3-hour show, and people didn't listen to a single word I said. They just talked about a sparkly blouse.
And you quickly got rid of it. That was amazing.
They didn't call it a sparkly blouse until you did. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. But you still have it. The blouse ain't dead yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I should have had you to guest host for me this past Friday. My last hour.
Oh, your last hour?
Remember I did 2 hours?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Amazing. Well, anyway, so stay tuned for the Anchor Baby, and we'll see what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Something good.
Yes.
That guy that bet you $100 that you can do 180 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and you did 190. Did he ever pay up?
I think he did, yes.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. Thanks, Lord Bibby. You're the best.
Lord Bibby, that who that was?
Mm-hmm.
Lord Bibby, 42. Lord Bibby, 42?
Mm-hmm.
Hate to show me that, too.
Nice.
All right. So keep an eye on the Anchor Baby. He ain't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. U.S. Pacific time. Let me go to a first-time call out of New Jersey. Jay, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse. Great talking to you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I want to say, first of all, everything you say ends up being true, man. It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
I recently broke up with my girlfriend, and we were doing the whole thing, sex and weight loss and all that. And then the thought of telling her, no, we're not going to do that, since she was my god, it was like climbing Mount Everest, just the thought of doing that, right?
Yeah.
And then one day came, and it was just like, it's not like when you say, man, God in Christ said, man over woman over children, it's not going to work any other way.
It won't. One thing I know for sure, and without a doubt,
yeah.
Nothing's going to work but the order of God. He's not going to change his order just to satisfy us.
Exactly, exactly. And one day that just clicked. I just took a look around at any other couple that I knew who didn't live like that.
Yeah.
And it just don't work. That's so true, man. That's so true.
Absolutely.
So when I was breaking up with her, at first she was arguing with me and whatnot, and I was looking at her like what you say. I didn't even realize I was doing it, but I was looking at her like when you're watching a crazy movie.
Yeah.
That thing that you talk about.
Yeah.
And then while I was doing it, I was like, oh, shoot. I was like, this is what Jesse's talking about. I'm literally looking at her like I'm watching a crazy movie.
Yeah.
And then we kept going, right? I wasn't yelling, wasn't screaming. I'm just being honest. And then she starts flipping out, throwing stuff, and then says something like she's going to hurt herself, right? And then I got upset. And now I realize that a big part of that, not that she did it on purpose, but she's trying to draw that emotion out of me.
Absolutely. So right? She said she's going to hurt herself, and you got upset about that?
Oh, yeah, because
why?
It looked like she was actually going to do it because I didn't want her to hurt herself.
Why not?
I just didn't want her to do what she said she was going to do.
But why not, though?
Right there in front of me. Because I didn't want her to regret it and feel bad about herself.
Why not?
I know what you're saying.
No, I haven't said anything. I asked why not. Why you didn't want her to hurt herself? Why didn't you want her to regret it? Why were you concerned about all that? I just want to know.
Because I'm playing God.
Because you were playing God?
Yeah.
And did you realize that at the time you were getting upset because she threatened to hurt herself?
No. I realized that after the fact.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
I realized that after the fact. So why is it so hard to it seems like I go in and out of overcoming her as my God, and it's like it totally let go of any desire to do things the way that we used to do it, and I don't even think I don't even want to be with her because I just don't think it's going to work, because stuff like that, not the hurting stuff, but the screaming, throwing stuff, breaking stuff, when it was really unprovoked, if you're just kind of just having a disagreement, like a calm disagreement.
Yeah.
But they're just like, it's just like that evil spirit that's not her.
Right.
Just wants to break stuff. So my question for you, so I don't take too much of your time, is there's this one thought, and I know don't trust any thought, but there's one thought of, okay, you know, you could totally just, you know, stop talking to her, or you could start talking to her again and hope that she returns to the Father and lets go of the anger. But it just doesn't seem realistic.
You're answering your own question in that you listen to thoughts about that, and all thoughts are all lies all the time. And about anything, there's never any truth in thoughts about anything. And so what's happening is you're still tempted to believe thoughts about something like that. And when you really, really think about it, it's ridiculous. This woman got to deal with her own issues. It's clear to you she's angry based on what you've said. She's angry. She's out of control. And you have the wrong need for her. You get the wrong identity from her. And it's just over. And if she can't handle that, that's on her. And if you keep that in your life, she will end up destroying you.
Yeah.
Reason you feel like you want to give it another try, you hope that she will turn to God. You're really not hoping she will return to God. You're hoping she will return to you and make you feel better. And while pretending you hope that she will return to God, you don't really hope that for her. It's all about you while pretending that it's about her.
Yeah.
Because just think about it. If she came back and you'll feel better, especially if she pretend, oh, I see that I'm wrong. I want to know God. You'll feel better. But she'll end up destroying you because it would be true.
Yeah. I could see that clearly. Thank you. Mind if I just ask you one quick question?
Yes.
So you know how you got your Jesse-isms? Wait a minute. What a minute. So sometimes throughout the day, I know because other callers say it, but some of your the other guys on the show say stuff like that.
Yes.
And you think it's data for us to be saying Jesseisms? Because it's so much fun. And I can't tell you, like, how creative you've been. And I know that it all comes from the silent prayer.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You stay out of your thoughts, yeah. It just, like, comes out of you.
If you do, to me, it's just fun. You know, I don't get a sense of identity from it. And I don't hold on to it. It just happened. So if it's just fun for you and it's not like you're trying to be Jesse, then you have no problem with it.
Exactly.
And people who say, well, you're trying to be Jesse, they're just jealous and envious, and I wouldn't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Are you doing it? Were you living with this girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
She wanted to, but I kept telling her no.
Are you doing the silent prayer morning and night?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Every morning, every night?
Not every morning and every night, no. Because I let Satan tell me I'm too tired sometimes.
So you know what I'm asking, huh?
But, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you asked.
Why do you let Satan talk to you? Are you convinced yet that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
If there's one thing I know for sure, it's that all thoughts are all lies all the time. And at first, because I talked to you once before, and you asked me that, and I tried to be a smart aleck about it.
Right.
And I was like, but when the gas tank is on E, you got to go fill it up. And that's just like a dumb, it's just a dumb argument.
Yeah.
As time goes on, Nick said this one time. He was like, I can hear you say things, and then I don't really realize the truth of it and the depth of it. And then time goes on, and oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like that, the all thoughts are lies. That is so true.
That's the beauty about waking up. What God does is he wakes you up. He changed the heart from anger to love, right? That he'll wake you up. And once you wake up spiritually, you can't go back to sleep. Even if you try to deny what you see with yourself and others, you won't be able to. You may be able to for a minute, but it'll come back. You'll see it because the light is just going to be there. You're going to wake up and you'll start to see. And some people don't want to see, but you can't help but see it. And then that's when the change will start completely. You stay with it, and you grow in the light, and it'll become amazing.
Yes, sir. I agree.
But
thank you.
I highly recommend you, look at yourself about what happened with you and this girl. And she has her own issues, but don't blame her for your weakness. You got into it blindly, and see why you got into it. It's all your fault about you. And it's her fault about her, because if you blame her for anything, you're not going to overcome it.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you for being honest. I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. I appreciate you, Jay. Call me again, all right?
You have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy. Amazing. So, there's one line open. You want to jump in. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. So, we had this biblical question for last week, and the biblical question for last week, is there any good in human nature? Is there any good in human nature? And the answer, it was amazing feedback, folks. Thank you. I do want to say that first. And I appreciate the feedback because it says that some of you are seeking for yourself. You want to know that you know that you know that you know. And you really can. You can really know that you know. And then when people try to make you doubt what you know, they won't be able to make you doubt it. Without any doubt. And you won't put up a fight against it. They just won't make you be able to doubt once you know. But if you know it just because someone said it intellectually, then your enemy will make you doubt it. They really would. And you'll be right back out there, turned away from the Father, blah, 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 right? So thank you for your response to it. So is there any good to human nature? Absolutely not. Human nature is evil. Human nature is evil. And if you doubt me, pay attention to the nature that's in you, and then look at what's happening outside of you, inside of others. Look at our government, the media. Look at your friends and your family members. Have Nick get the phone for me, Jack? Your family members and others. Just look at them. Wicked to the core. And they try to play nice. They try to hide it and play nice, but they can't. If your eyes are open, they can't. You see, just as you couldn't help it, you see that they couldn't help. They can't help it. But by you seeing it within yourself, you're overcoming it, and they are not. The devil is playing a game with them. So human nature is wicked. And the interesting thing about human nature is that you just can't change your mind and overcome it. It's not about a change of mind. It's about a change of natures. It's about a change of heart. You must be born again. You must be born again. All who are born of the woman are dying in that wicked human nature. Those who are born of the Father are living and overcoming that human nature of the devil. And they are taking on the nature of God. And in God, it's good. His love is good. His light is the spirit of God. So you must be born of the nature of God. And I don't care how many Bibles you read, how you quote the scriptures, and how you think you have a free will and all that. That's that evil human nature that you're believing in. All in the name of Jesus. The atheists and Bible-thumping Christians are no difference. No difference. There is no difference between an atheist and a Bible-thumping Christian Islamic Allahu Akbar thumping Quran, whatever they call the book, or Catholic. It's all the same. You must be born of the nature, the spirit that's of Christ, that same spirit that's in Christ is in you. You must be born of that. And that spirit is of the Father. Really. Ain't nothing else going to work. Sorry. Unless you're born again, you have the wicked nature of Satan. Even when you try to hide it, it's there. So there is no good in human nature. Just look at your nature. Look at what's happening within you. Look at what's happening within others outside of you. Family members, the government, the media. And you'll see, and you will not be able to judge once you see it in you. You won't be able to judge the others outside of you. You will see that they're dealing with the same thing. Human nature is wicked. There's nothing good in human nature. And I know everybody would like to think so, but it's not true. That's why God said, you must be born again. You must be born of the Father. That's why I'm telling you, you got to go. You don't have to. You could suffer the rest of your life in this fake evil life and then die, because that's all you're going to get. And it doesn't matter where you live, how much money you have, who your friends are, who your family members are. You could be the president of the United States of America and still be suffering. And still suffer. That's why I tell you all the time, even God said, before you enter into the kingdom within, and it is at hand, you must go and forgive. Forgive your mothers and your grandmothers, and forgive your fathers for not protecting you from your mothers, because neither side could help it. The mothers cannot help it because of their wicked nature. And the fathers can't help it because they're married to the wicked nature. They're married to women who are just like mama. Because you don't overcome it until you forgive. Other than that, you'll be attracted to that same spirit for the rest of your life. You can go to, you can marry 800 women or live with them or however you do it. And you can get involved with older women, younger women. It doesn't matter what country they're from. It's the same spirit. You must overcome mama because every woman you get involved with will be mama, and you will become the boy. She will become the mama, and your kids will suffer and start another generation of suffering. But if you're born of the spirit of the father, it'll be love. You will start a new generation. And that's what God is trying to do, is to work through you to start a new generation of love instead of hate. And anyone who has anger, one iota of anger is of hate. They just changed. They used to call it hate, H-A-T-E, but they changed it because it sounds so hard. How can I say I hate my mama? But you do. And your mama hate her mama. And so on and so on and so on. So it's up to you. You can either be born of the father, or you can stay in that angry, evil nature of the mother, which is not her own. It's the nature of the devil, but it will pass down to you by imposing her will on you, and the father not standing between the children and the mother to protect them. When I come back, I'll give you my brand new biblical question and take your phone calls. And I believe we have Super Chats to do live from Sunday and maybe Friday. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE, my brand new biblical question. But first, be not deceived, folks. And you already know it anyway, but you're afraid to say it. Human nature is evil. It's evil. That's why you must be born again. Once you get to know thyself, you're going to see. It's amazing what you're going to see about yourself that you have refused to see. And it runs deep. But once you see it, seeing it will cause you to overcome it. It's spiritual. Our battle is spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. And every human being on this side of heaven is born into that evil nature. You're not born like that. You're born into it. You're born innocent. But by the time your parents are done with you, especially the mothers, grandmothers, you've developed the same nature that's in the mother or grandmas. And I say grandmother because a lot of grandmothers are raising these children now and just repeated the same cycle. So you must forgive. I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you can help it because I see I can't help myself. Once you truly see it, and that's when the light will come on. God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. Human beings, because of their wicked nature, do not forgive. They do not. God forgive human judges. But if you apologize for resenting them, God will forgive you for resenting them. And you shall be free. If not, just suffer and die. So, brand new biblical question for this week. Brand new. Do you have a showcase personality? Do you have a showcase personality? Do you have a showcase personality? That's my biblical question for this week. Amazing question. A really, really good question. And again, in hope that you will pay attention to you. Take your eyes off everybody else. Believe it, it's enough keeping up with you. And you'll see the world outside of you. It's amazing. Brand new biblical question. Let me go to Ryan out of North Carolina. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Ryan. How you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
So I had a question about the Lord's Prayer. And I actually have to give credit to my father because he actually asked the question. I've been thinking about it for a while. But in the prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation. And my question to you is, why would God lead us into temptation?
He doesn't. He leads us away from temptation. That's another mistake in the Bible. It should be lead us away from temptation. Satan leads you to temptation. Into temptation, and God leads you away from temptation. That's what the light is all about, to shine on the nature of Satan, the darkness, so that you will not give in to the temptation of the devil.
Okay. So you're saying that part of the prayer is incorrect?
Yes. God does not lead us into temptation. Why would he send his son to save us from temptation and then go right back and lead us into temptation? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know. I had the same question.
Yeah. This is why we should only, another reason, we should only have faith in God, not in the Bible, not in mama, not in daddy, not in anyone, not in money, not in places, not in things, not in relationships, but in God. Because if you don't really have faith in him, you're going to believe in all the wrong things, and it's just going to be hell for you on earth. So God does not lead us into temptation. He leads us away from temptation.
Okay. That makes sense.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Good question. Amazing good question. And what most people don't realize is that the Bible has been rewritten down. The Bible has been around for a long time. How many years, James? And the Bible has been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten. And the traitors of good, of God, they have rewritten the Bible according to what's happening in society. So I'm being told by the Hake Report that the Bible has been written over 2,000 years or more. That's why God said, only have faith in God. Look how crazy the people are who have faith in the Bible. They have no love. They have no patience. They have no understanding. They are emotional. They have doubt and fear and worry, angry. They have not overcome anything. But they know the Bible. They can quote you the Bible. But they have not any understanding. The Bible also, 2,000 years around, the language has changed. And so there's so much misunderstanding about the Bible. But the God did the right thing. And I'm grateful for it. His grace, right? He gave us a teacher within, the Holy Spirit, right? And he gave us Christ within and God is within us. So we're not alone, But because of your trauma, you trust the outside more than you trust the inside. You trust the preacher that are teaching you the Bible and hooping and hollering and carrying on. Amazing. Super chats. D-Live.
Super chat.
Super. Chris is here. Chris is white. My audio engineer, an expert, and social engineer guy. I mean, is it? Yeah, social. Don't you call it?
Social media guy?
Yeah, social media guy. All right. Good morning again.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was just fine.
So you got trapped. Well, you didn't, I don't know if you got trapped, but they had this old stupid marathon thing, right?
Yeah, the L.A. Marathon was on Sunday morning, and I didn't know that. And basically, the route that I take to get to the office, the L.A. Marathon impede, I think might be the right word. It was in the way.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know or are not familiar with the geography of Los Angeles, the L.A. Marathon goes from downtown, which is it goes from downtown basically to West L.A., practically to the coast, and that's like 20 miles.
Yeah.
So I had limited options how to get to the office, and it took me a little extra time to get here on Sunday.
I wonder if that thing still, the marathon thing, if it still goes through the black community. Because what happened at one time, it was not going through the black community, like Crenshaw and all down up in there,
right,
East L.A., and the blacks complained about it. And then so the white man, in his fear, he made it so they could go through the black community area too. And then once they start going through the black community, the blacks start complaining about that. That y'all in the way, we can't get to work, we can't even go to church. And they start complaining about that.
Right.
And so they had to stop it from going through the black community. I don't know if they started up again. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, that sounds pretty typical. But, yeah, I looked at the map. I looked at the map of it, and, yeah, it didn't go through any particularly black areas that I can think of. It was mostly, like I said, downtown, and then it kind of goes northwest, like up into Hollywood. And then it goes basically through Hollywood and West Hollywood and then kind of down into West L.A. in that area. So
that avoids
kind of the black
areas. The white man is damn if he does and damn if he don't.
Yeah,
I don't give a darn if he does. Come home, Paul. I won't accept him. Amazing. Anyway, super chat.
Yes. China virus 9/11. Great name. Or 911. Says the African blacks don't like the blacks in America. They think they're lazy.
Yeah, they don't. That's one secret that they don't want you to get out. They don't want to get out that the American blacks, not all, but are jealous of the African blacks. They are as jealous of the African blacks as they are the white Americans, because the African blacks tend to come here. And they go to school, they work hard, they build their own neighborhoods, and they're not complaining about the white man, even though they have started to do it now more than they used to in one time. And so the African blacks think that, the American blacks think that the African blacks think that they're better than the American blacks. So they're jealous of them as well. The same way they did with the Jewish people when they lived in the black communities. The white people, the Asian people, and now the Mexicans. The blacks are jealous of anyone who succeed in this country because they are unwilling to do it. They can't do it. And they instead of learning from it, hey, how are you doing that? How does that work? I live here. I was born here. I can't make it. How are you doing it? And they don't do that. They get jealous and run the people away. What a mess. Yeah, so the African blacks don't like the American blacks. Amazing.
outcasted influencer 8U. No message. Thanks.
Thank you.
Piotr Robel says, amazing. Thumbs up.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hambino Gambino, responding to last week's biblical question.
I see here. Is there, well, it's answered now, but is there any good in human nature?
They say, my answer to the biblical question is there's no good in human nature since the fall of Adam and Eve. We need God's nature through Christ.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Jennifer Gale, no message. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Jennifer.
Joshua Boykin and Sonic Striker Speedzeed, also no messages. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Lin Yan Chin says, the straighter your spinal alignment is, the less likely you will fall asleep in the silent prayer. Spinal alignment governs mental stability.
Well, no, this is not, it has anything to do with the spine. I'm sure there are, of course you're supposed to have a straight spine, I guess, but it has a lot to do with, because they have not, people have not been walking in the light. They've been walking, in, living in the darkness. And so they're taking on so much stress in life. And they're just overwhelmed with stress. And so when you sit and do the silent prayer, you're letting go. You're letting it all go. And so that stress is just coming down on you. It's just coming down. And that's what that is. By the way, if you're not familiar with the silent prayer, go to www.silentprayer.video. www.silentprayer.video. Give it a try. You'll see. Thank you.
Reese says, God bless you, Jesse. Longtime listener here from Wales in the UK.
Amazing. Thank you. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And I appreciate it.
Cold Burger Art says, it's difficult to not listen to the imagination. It's the first thing you learn from the world. I can see Satan pretend to be God through thoughts, and it takes faith and trust in God to let go. Amazing.
Yeah, what it takes is the light of God within you to overcome that darkness. And you're right, because you've been living in there for so long. And when you wake up, the light of God will shine on that, the darkness, which is Satan. And anybody that believes in thoughts are worshiping the devil. You're not worshiping God. You may know the Bible, but you're still worshiping the devil when you believe thoughts. Amazing, right? Thank you.
NPK asks, what would be considered blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit is our teacher within. It's the spirit, the nature of God. And he's given us that to teach us all things. That's why I said, let no man teach you. But what happens is, and this is a good question, what happens is when you allow other people to teach you the Bible or anything, you are, especially spiritual thing, you're doubting the Holy Spirit and you're getting your answers from the outside, which would never work because no human being, not one, can show you spiritual things of God, can teach you, because we are a spirit. And if we were to live by the Spirit, it would be amazing, right? Because you are living by the spirit of Satan. You have no other choice if you're not living by the Spirit of God. And so the Holy Spirit is our teacher. But when you deny that, and by listening to these so-called intellectual with degrees and with Bible degrees and all that mess, then you do not listen to the Holy Spirit, and that's where the issue is. Okay.
Ali G says, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
J-Rock, no message.
Amazing.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond on D-Lab says, Peter Salem asked me to give you his welfare check. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter Salem, and thank you for doing it.
Evgeny Crosby with another diamond says, church with JLP in three words, that's Mama Mia amazing.
Yeah. Fellowship with, at Bond on Sunday morning is really, really amazing, folks. So is our men and women forum all our men and women for them. They are amazing as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was four words, but who's counting? Piotr Robel says thank you.
Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with another one says, Marcus Jones has hot sauce in his purse. Noted.
Amazing.
Homer says, the ego is a lonely place to be.
That's for sure. You can say that again. Hold that thought. Let me take a few calls here before we run out of time. Thank you all so much. We'll definitely get back to them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your tithing to the church on Sunday, your donation to Bond and to this and what we're doing, all right? Let me go to Mark out of Canada. Mark, a first-time caller, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
I got to just reply to your last week's question there. Is there any good in any people, whatever it was?
Is there any good in human nature?
Yeah, is there any good in any human nature? I don't think there is. You can tell just by the medical association right now. You can tell what's going on, I guess, across seas. You can tell it's all about people's pockets.
Yeah. Is it any good in your nature?
In my nature?
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't think in this generation. So.
<I mean.
laughs> Honestly, to tell you the truth, I think everybody's out for everybody's own.
It's a mess, man. And that's why they're trying to destroy Christianity. Christianity is the best and the greatest religion on this side of heaven. It's because Christianity reminds each individual that they are wrong, and the children of the devil don't want you to be reminded that you're wrong. So they're rather bringing Allahu Akbar religion or some other crazy so-called religion before they allow Christianity to happen. I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you, man.
Now, I got a couple other questions here. Sorry if they're taking up your time here.
No, no problem.
I'm not Christian by any means. As sad as it is, though, I got the crucifixion there tattooed on my back. As silly as that may be. But no, when you're talking about mothers and grandmothers and stuff of this nature and the father, but I've lost them all, my brother. I've lost them all in a span of probably about a year.
You mean that
so
they're dead?
When it comes down to it, I look at it as I have no Holy Spirit.
You have
what's
no what?
I said I've lost all three of those. I've lost my father, I've lost my mother, and my grandmother in less than 12 months. So I'm just wondering, who would be my Holy Spirit after that? I'd still be a young individual.
What's your question again?
Who would be my Holy Spirit after I've lost all three?
I don't understand that question, but let me ask, why are you not a Christian?
Why am I not a Christian?
Yeah.
Never got into it.
Oh, so you were a Catholic at one time?
Never.
Oh, I thought you said you had
a
cross on you.
So you could say I was a Bible thumper that way. I just was never raised into, just was never raised, raised up like that.
Do you want to become a son of God?
Sure, yeah.
And
might
what,
as well be. It's better than being a son of the devil.
And what,
I look at it as well. In my case, medically, I have epilepsy. So in the Bible scriptures way back, they say epilepsy, when you got epilepsy, you were touched by God. You used to, they used to think that you were, possessed by the devil back then.
Amazing.
You had epilepsy and started having seizures.
Oh, yeah, I heard something like that before. Here's
yes.
what I recommend, Mark, for now. You
what's
heard
that?
Me talk about the silent prayer, right? My silent prayer?
Yep.
www.silentprayer.video. For now,
yep.
I recommend you do that. Give it a week and let me know what you think.
All right, then.
Yeah, that way, because I want you to see it for yourself, because I don't know if you can become a son of God just because you just don't have anything else to do. I don't want to be a son of Satan, so I
might.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't think you can just flip the page.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like your Bond group that you do and everything like that.
Yeah.
And everything that you speak of is on point, man. Straight to the T.
Right.
I love it.
Thank you, Mark.
And, yeah, no. Thank you for answering those questions for me there, brother.
Yeah, do the silent prayer for a week and let me know what you think about that.
I will.
Morning and night.
All righty.
God bless you, buddy.
You too.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Justin, a first-time call out of Virginia. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How was church yesterday?
It was amazing.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I watched it for a little bit.
You watched it for a little bit, and what happened?
Yeah, I watched it because I work nights. On the East Coast, but, you know.
Justin, hold on for me, buddy. Let me take a quick break. I'll come to you as soon as I get back. Two more hours to go. This hour is up. Short break. Hake is coming in with the Hake news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Ukraine has to decide whether to keep the killing going or make a deal with Putin. And the evil, far-left, black female Supreme Court nominee is set to start talking to the Senate today, I think. And by the way, the China virus mess, the Johnson & Johnson one that doesn't mess with your RNA or DNA, it is the most effective one, so claims CNN. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, March 21st, 2022 AD. Stay tuned for hour two. Jesse Lee will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. Happy spring to the Northern Hemisphere. I don't know what you guys call it for the flat earthers. Storm is coming in here in America for some southeast. Yesterday, Sunday, was the first day of spring. Winter is over. But Commie Nonsense Network CNN says more than 20 million people across the southeast United States are bracing for extreme weather this week, including tornadoes, damaging winds.
Officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
that is a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
That's right. Your hosts. Welcome to Plato's Cave on WZZR, coming to you from Australia for Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com or revolution.radio, which I think is still cool. I love those domain names. It's just brilliant. It's home to fresh, relatively uncensored ideas and conversations in the chat room and a place to get your merch. The station is not beholden to anyone, but it does require your support. So please donate or subscribe or buy some of the awesome merch on offer. I mean, you know, any currency donation is accepted. Literally. Crypto, money order, you know, check by carrier pigeon, you know, coins. We like the kind of jingles, but prefer the kind of folds.
Mm.
This is show number 4.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah. Witness. I used to be part of a born again congregation, believe it or not. And we spoke in tongues and things like that. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Show number 45. 45, this is. 5 and 40. I might actually talk about that a little bit. Now, you can catch The Cave on air, online, and on your smart device. So grab an app to listen anywhere or listen at home on the Grace Tabletop Digital Radio. Or if you become involved. How do you become involved? You come to the chat room, right? You choose any name you want, any avatar, whatever, you know, and you come and you know, partake in the conversations. Both Dave and I, you know, we keep an eye on the chat and we will answer as and when we can. And get a conversation going that way. So become involved. Just get on there. Or get, you know, go to the archives. Archives are there. The archives are awesome. They're full of content. And it goes back years and there's scores of hosts. So you will find something you like. I'd be astounded if you didn't. Okay. Now, before we start broadcasting at you in anger, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land. For me here in Pemulwuy, which is named after an Aboriginal warrior, believe it or not. It's the Darug people. Dave?
I'm broadcasting out of Darkinjung country.
Thank you, sir. And we'd like to pay our respects to elders, past, present, and future. What does Narara stand for? Clearly, it's not original.
It is, and it means black snake.
Oh, sweet. Well, so, not really.
Don't be. No, it's fine. The red bellies aren't as bad as the browns. At least the red bellies keep the browns away, and they're in the top 10 deadliest snakes on the planet.
Now you've got to take it with a grain of salt. In Australia, it's all relative. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you really, really sick.
Yeah, because we only have two categories. Well, we have one category, and everything else is harmless? No. So one category is deadly?
Yes.
And all the other creatures are not in the deadly. Other.
Yeah, it's not deadly. Not good. Not deadly. You will live. So
like the Irukandji, Mickey, that's not truly deadly.
True.
You could die from it.
Not the most comfortable.
But it's hideously painful. Feels like you're being burnt to death.
Yeah, so.
Crazy.
Not something you want to try out. And, you know, I've got to say this. A plane went down in China and it was a 7...
Vertically.
737? I thought it was 747-800.
737.
It was 737?
It was flying perpendicular to the ground.
Which is never a good idea.
No.
137 or so people died, but that's not why I'm bringing this up. Whenever I hear of a plane crash, it's almost like...
Who's on the plane?
That's it. It's like instinct now. Who's on the plane? I don't know yet. I haven't been able to figure that out. But I don't even care how it crashed. I just want to know who was on the plane.
I don't think, even in World War II, because I actually watch a lot of the gun cam footage, and I've never seen an aircraft just go straight down.
Mm.
Never straight. No. Because if you had any use of the controls, you'd be able, even a plane without engines running has a stall where you can bring it to near level flight. Good night, Trini. So, just astounding. And one of the news stories, Mickey, I think, that came nearly 12 hours after the plane went down, was still, it shocked me. And it was our own ABC News, and they said, hopes are dwindling for survivors.
Well,
I think the very split second it hit the ground, my hopes just vanished.
Well, I would hope that, I hope they lost consciousness, because if you descend at that speed.
Yeah.
Chances are that you lose consciousness, which is a mercy, obviously.
It was from 8 kilometers up, within 2 minutes, it had hit the ground.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
I have to look at the physics of it. I need to understand the actual speed the plane reached, because it sounds like it was accelerating into the ground, right?
Yeah, well, the footage, which was from a mining camp, shows it absolutely just a vertical drop, like you've dropped a stone, and it was nose down and going down. So it looked like it was accelerating.
And that's what they said, actually. At that kind of impact speed, there's nothing left. Like, and they said that they can't even really look. That's not really a plane anymore. It's just debris everywhere.
There's nothing bigger than a box of tissues.
Yeah.
There was one piece of the side of the plane that was up on the embankment because I've looked at all the footage already. That was all. But everything else, there wasn't anything distinguishable as being a plane. If the jungle grew over, the only piece they'd find is that piece up on the embankment that was identifiable, nothing else.
So
you can't survive an impact of 100 kilometers an hour without an airbag.
Yes, well, no. What could happen, conceivably.
An uncushioned impact, your body cannot deal with it.
Yeah, you know, there have been cases where people, where the chute didn't open.
I know, and they survived.
And they survived. Now, the only thing that you could survive something like this is you can't be anywhere near the plane, for starters, number one. That's number one. So you have to be thrown clear. So if you had been thrown clear somehow, you know, magically, and then you were, you know, something somehow broke your fall, whatever it might have been. It's possible.
Yeah, tree branches or something, right? But if you happened to be blown into the air at the same time as it collided to neutralize your downforce and blown upward at only 1 meter per second and landed in a tree, it's like watching those dash cam videos where some kind of truck rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls, and then as soon as it comes to rest, the guy just falls out of the window alive on his feet.
And that's exactly it. So it's really, it would be a miracle. I mean, you have a better chance of winning the lotto every day, for a year. The grand total.
But there's something interesting. Any day for 100 years.
Yeah. There's something really interesting here. So there's a couple of things. So Dave is right. It fell 8,000 meters in 2 minutes. So I'm gonna do the math on that a little bit later.
Yeah.
To understand what velocity. Well, it reached a velocity of 8,000 meters in 2 minutes. That's the velocity it reached. No, but I want to know what it means from a terminal velocity point
of view. Well, the plane would have a terminal velocity, and you might find that at stall. What's its stall speed?
Yeah, but this looks much faster than terminal velocity. Okay.
It did look like the engines were still on, yes.
So, and this is really odd. So 23 hours ago, BBC reports all 189 passengers and crew die die in the crash, whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 22 hours ago, it says all 132 passengers die. Now, that's in Pigeon. That's the BBC Pigeon. I don't know why it's Pigeon, but it's Pigeon, right? It's the website I've got here. So it went from 189 to 132. So either that was wrong in the first instance. Right?
They might have gotten the wrong flight number or something.
I'm looking at it. MU5735. So that's the flight number.
Maybe how many seats does it have? Was the first one? I don't know.
But and this is again me talking, right? What happened? I mean, so 189 to 132. You know, that's 57. Okay, that's 57 passengers.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. Maybe, I'm not saying that's what it is, but maybe those 57 passengers are what we'll never hear about. It's like they might have been on the plane, but now they're not. Oh, no, they're not on the medical list. They're on the list. And this is the only report that mentions.
Well, apparently it wasn't a MAX either. It was only a 737.
No, 737-800. Yeah. Which is meant to be.
800. 800,
yeah.
That isn't the MAX one.
No. Right. However, having said that, there were other 737s that crashed in the last 4 years. Remember this? The crashes in Asia and Africa?
Yes, that's right.
And Boeing got a lot of grief. Now, this is a slightly different plane. So
and it doesn't have the same AI?
Not the same software, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nonetheless, Boeing is...
It's got a capacity of 189 passengers.
Yeah, but that's not the...
I'm just saying, that's the 737-800. Max capacity. That doesn't include crew.
So, look, I don't know. It's odd.
Okay. So, Mackie, the first message that I saw come out of China from their state media was And this is the way that the, I'm paraphrasing, it was translated, and I'm paraphrasing in the first words of it after the word, you know, aeroplane crash was, it wasn't one of our missiles that shot it down. Such a really hard defensive line on that. And look, that could just be, there's a segue here, but quashing any discourse. Right? Straight away to shut it down, done, own the narrative. Rather than something like, well, we're investigating the cause and yet it's too early to determine that. And we still hold hope for there, you know, being any survivors. That's how the message would have gone, right? Mm. In the West. But, yeah, that hard stance, like, that lady's really hard to watch for me. But, look, having said that, it's extremely unlikely that anyone could have survived such an impact.
I agree.
All right. So don't hold your hopes on anything. They even had footage, Mackie, of the poor people waiting for the plane to arrive.
Of course.
You know, that's to humanize that. And they're like, that's tragic. Don't talk to them. Right? Let them be. Their lives are, you know, they're going through one of the hardest things I'll ever have to have gone through. The first thing that comes to mind is plane servicing.
Yeah.
Because of COVID and everything locked down. You know, you've got to consider, look, the regular flight, you know, maintenance hasn't occurred on it. Sure, the hours haven't been logged, but
maybe
there's some replaceables that perish when it's not being used.
But it doesn't explain why, like, literally nosedived. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what you would see in World War II and the kamikaze bombers. You know, like that kind of, you know, straight to the ground.
It's certainly hard to defend against a plane because it's got such a small profile.
Impossible.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, look, that's where we are.
Sorry to take that so far, but yeah.
That's fine. It's not the theme of the show, but I mean, the theme of the entire program is to pull away the curtain, right? So you have to ask, look behind the curtain. Now, there might be nothing sinister going on here. It might just be an accident, a crash, right? I mean, it's possible. Having said that, I'm not of that mindset. I always.
MH17 was certainly one of those planes that had all the microbiologists on it.
Well, that's it. That's the truth.
No, coming to Sydney. Well, coming to Melbourne, I think.
There was AIDS conference. That's right.
That's right.
We spoke about the microbiologists before and how it relates to the pandemic now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were all, in my opinion, gotten rid of before they could meaningfully contribute. Or find out what is what's going on, in fact, right? Because you cannot intimidate or buy off everybody. It's not possible. You can try, and you can make a good go of it. And for the longest time,
it's not 100% successful.
No, but we noticed already. I mean, look at the moon landings, right? And look at the potential alien or extraterrestrial disclosure, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So the lid is on, but some astronauts have talked. Some people in NASA have talked. Some people inside Groom Lake have talked.
That's right.
Right. Now they're usually discredited, or you know,
character assassinated.
Yeah, this person never worked here. We don't even know who that is, etc., right. Whatever it might be. So that's you know, and that's of course what you would expect. So my point is, you can't keep the lid on these things. So some people always say, no, if this was really true, all of these you know, strange things you talk about, Mackie and Dave, and
uh-huh.
you know, these conspiracy theories. Well, I don't like to call them conspiracy facts.
That's right.
If they were all true, then we would know about it by now. Well, we do.
Well, what about the NSA? That was operating for 50 years.
Yeah.
And no one knew about it.
And look at Montauk. And look at what they did to the American public. There were scores of American educational institutions involved in that.
Yes.
That's a fact. That's what happened. Also, yeah, the NSA, we know that they spied on American people. That was disclosed in the Obama administration. We don't
know
about that
anymore. The agency's existence wasn't ever known to anybody.
Yeah.
Total secrecy. Yeah. Thousands of people working there. Not one person spilt it.
Yeah. So,
there's that. I mean, you can keep the lid on, especially if it's compartmentalized, meaning box within box, and you only know about your box, and you don't know about the next box, and only the person on top of you knows about two boxes, and the person below that person knows about the other two boxes, but they don't know about
the
lower
boxes.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to keep things. So you only work on a piece of whatever, right? You don't mm-hmm. see the whole picture, and the whole picture is usually reserved for the top echelons, and those people can keep the trap shut.
I need just the signatories.
They yeah.
That's it.
But yeah. even those guys that I yeah. mean, you know, the ones we think hold all the strings,
mm-hmm.
they also are not read into
not fully read in. No.
There's a lot more. That
once you've got that checkbook, Mickey, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
Right? So, you pitch something, and now there's a project stood up. It's hush-hush. Now you can start to have subdivisions within that who are just doing specific tasks for a person.
And it's usually either classified as a training exercise or it's not mentioned at all. It's a black mm-hmm. budget. In fact, if it's a black budget, and this is really where it's important that you have drug money or money that's untraceable.
Yes.
Then you can do whatever you want. You don't need congressional appropriation. So in the United States, Congress has to give you the money, right? That's how it works. In Australia, it's similar. You know, again, it has to be government grants, et cetera. Most countries that call themselves democratic have some kind of process like that, where the money has to come from the bureaucracy. It has to be
allowed. It needs
to
be accountable.
Yeah, but of course, none of these agencies want to be accountable to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
The very notion is gives them an allergic rash. So what they do is they find ways to finance themselves, and successfully so, I have to say, right?
Yeah.
There was a guy, and he was actually killed. This was in L.A., and I can't remember. He was definitely LA cop, but I don't know if he was FBI as well. And he uncovered the links between the CIA and drugs coming into America.
FBI,
I think it's FBI whistleblower. I can't remember
his
name.
It's not something you ever want to tell anyone, because even the people you're telling who are going, wow, oh, that's interesting news. And as soon as you walk out of the room, have been killed.
Yeah.
You don't
Gary
know who's
Webb.
Involved,
it was
especially
Gary
in a three-letter agency.
Yeah, there was Gary Webb. So mm-hmm. He was killed. But there was also there was an actual police officer. Franz Bruning.
It reads like a whodunit.
Yeah, I gotta find it for you guys. But there are certainly links between, you know, the three-letter agencies and drug trafficking, arms trafficking. I mean, it's a no-brainer, really. You give arms to the Contras,
mm-hmm.
right, and you get cocaine, you know, and then you look.
And you sell that.
It is what it is, right? And it is because we have allowed the world to develop in a way that it has. Okay, that's where we are. We are in a... I don't know. We are
right
in the worst possible world right now in many ways.
Well, Mickey, it's kind of a segue to the news story that I floated to you.
Mm.
And this came out 2 days ago. And this news story says government to introduce laws to combat misinformation and disinformation. And the story is simple. It's in the mainstream media.
Mm.
And it's touting the federal government's wish to help reduce the spread of harmful content on social media as the world's most powerful tech companies try to combat the deluge of misinformation and disinformation about the coronavirus pandemic and the war in Ukraine. What? Okay, sure. So to do that, the digital controls that they have to put in place is now going to be, they said, and just as we have backed that expectation with action in recently passing our new Online Safety Act, it's all about safety, Nathan. That's what it is. We are taking action when it comes to disinformation and misinformation. This is talking about enforcing with laws those who are conspiracy theorists. You're going to be public enemy number three, maybe number one. The plan here is to produce laws in which you're now supposed to, with your online presence, only speak about the current narrative. That's just kind of wrong in my eyes.
You're funny. You're a moralist now. You're talking about right and wrong. You're funny.
just remember, the people, when the pandemic first broke, people were talking about anything they wanted about it, which is good. Then the official narrative was handed down by the WHO, and people were deplatformed because of it. And now what they said back then, you can say now, but they can't get their channels back or their platform back.
No, not under their names. So you need new avatars, new identities, new
emails. Yeah, but what the government also wants to do is make sure you have to provide identity, a proof of identity to join the social media platforms.
Mm.
And therefore everything's traceable back to you as a person.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
It's like when they say, oh, this survey is anonymous.
Yeah, they're sure anonymous.
Sure it is.
Like voting.
I'm sorry. It's fine.
Don't be cynical, Mickey. We both love the leader.
I love the leader more. And he knows it.
Well, that's what he said to me just a few minutes ago.
I've got him here with me. I can put him on if you like. Yes, I am the leader. And Mickey is my most favorite disciple. See, I told you.
All right, my hat goes off to you. Oh, and to the leader I've got a different leader.
Oh, that's funny.
If they both came around, that would be a different experience. So this is part of that. I felt that this story was deserving of Plato's Cave.
Yes, agreed.
Because of what it means and how far down the road we are to re-education centers.
Re-education. Just relax social and let the credit do their work.
some lovely social credit where you're not allowed to travel unless you've got enough credit.
If you want to know what the world of the future is going to look like, look to China.
Mm-hmm.
So what China is doing is the ultimate fantasy for every single leader in the world.
Absolutely.
I don't care if they're autocratic or democratic or fascist. Mm-hmm. Or capitalist, or whatever they call themselves.
Left or right, or up or down, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, diagonal or fall, I care. That is the. So what is China doing? So China's doing this. So Dave just talked about social credit. What is that? And there's actually an episode of The Orville, which is sort of like an homage to Star Trek. So what happens? The Orville gets to this planet, and on this planet, everybody gets social credit. So essentially what that means is if you're nice to everybody and you're polite, you greet each other, you take a few points or likes, right? And then, you know, that adds up. If you're a nasty person or they don't like you for whatever reason, you lose points. And in fact, it goes to a point where you could lose so many points, they execute you.
Well, right? you're on trial for the people to determine.
Oh, no. You
remember that? They all voted.
Yeah, that's it. They voted. And then, you know, because nobody likes you, they execute you. You haven't done anything except, you know, maybe being a narky kind of guy, right? Maybe grumpy or whatever. But see, it's a personality flaw that got you killed. And so that's a science fiction, you know, comedy, obviously. But it was really well done. But what we see in China is exactly that. So they have introduced social credit. So social credit, everybody has it. And everybody can vote on everybody else. So you have an account, and that account can limit how much you can travel. It can limit other things as well. It can be configured to do whatever to your life, essentially. And because China, I mean, it used to be England or London that has the most cameras, but China's gone, you know,
oh, way past them now, yeah.
So in China, maybe not on the countryside, but certainly the major cities, everything is recorded all the time, and they have got data oceans, forget data lakes, right? And they have the smarts and the analytics to make use of it as well.
Yeah, so they've done some really clever things with that to build the data. If you have a face mask, they can still tell you who you are because of your gait.
Oh, it's clever.
That's really good.
It is. Even from the site, I spoke to a few guys over the, because I'm at work, I'm looking at turning this into something we can sell in Australia, believe it or not. Bad me. But I spoke to the people that actually developed the algorithms, and they can do that now where your mask is on, they have you sideways from a distance, and they will identify you from a picture that's 40 years old.
Yeah, that's so right. Remember that app where you could age yourself?
Yeah.
Well, guess what that was driving?
Yeah, well, there's that, right? But that's what we can do today. We can actually do this. I've seen it. Right. Yeah. So this picture was taken when you were 20 or whatever, you know, and then when you're 50, you go have your mask on, you're sideways from a distance, you know, and they can still, the machine knows it's you based on that 30-year-old picture. So that's happening. So in China now, what they're doing is they're going to introduce it. Big Brother, I mean, the notion of Big Brother was amateurish in comparison to what you can actually do.
Yeah.
Right. There's no more privacy. There's no more hiding away anywhere. And it's really quite disturbing. Now, look, in China, people have always had a very strong community spirit, like family first, community first, right? So they might not see this as such an invasion in their privacy because, again, privacy wasn't really that much of a thing. The Chinese culture specifically, I mean, Asia in general, but the Chinese culture specifically is very community-minded and it is not really focused on the individual. That's like a modern Western introduction to the Chinese culture, right? But traditionally, it was, you know, the state, the family, before the individual. Very different to the Western worldview. So for the Chinese, it might not be as invasive or seen as invasive into their privacy as it might be for us. We have been brought up thinking, oh, I'm the pinnacle of everything, so me. And you can't, you know, I have the right to this, right to that, et cetera, et cetera. Not quite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dave. So that's a good question.
My question, Mackie, and I don't know if we can answer it, but we can certainly speculate. So my question is, will it create a happy society?
Define happy.
Yeah, and
I'm serious, right?
Yeah, no, I get you. So if I was... You can see my next two components there, and that's what drives that Mackie's question here. So if the government's perspective is they need to be happy, then they're looking at productivity. They want to have a vibrant, you know, economy with lots of productivity, everybody earning or doing something, supporting someone else, no one sitting in a gutter doing nothing, because they wouldn't really care if that happened anyway, right? Or does it create a paranoid society where everyone's too afraid to do or say anything, and through gritted teeth you're just thanking everyone and being kind to everybody because of the fear of what it could do to you? Do people just become completely programmed to be like, you know, the Lego movie people?
I think, to answer your question, I think people are creatures of habit. That's number one, right? And people don't like change. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're born into that kind of society, you don't know any better.
That's just how you live, right? Like living on a dump.
Yeah.
Food. You don't know there's an option.
Sure. This is just what you are, right? This is how you do. And you might not feel it as invasive. And in fact, because you've been indoctrinated or taught to think a certain way, then you probably want that kind of thing. You might actually feel exposed if you didn't have it anymore.
Right? Oh, yes.
So let's say you're being watched all the time, and once in a while you get a reminder because you receive assistance. Maybe the state comes and helps you with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your roof gets blown off. Boom, immediately. Or maybe you fall and slip in the shower. Within, you know, 5-10 minutes, somebody's there to help you because the camera's in your house, et cetera. I mean, there are positives to this, you know? So, and then when you disconnect from that, you go, oh, I feel I feel alone. I'm not part of the collective really anymore, right?
Whereas someone who wasn't born into it would then feel free.
Well,
free or, to do nothing.
Yeah, but after a while though, this is the kicker as well. You might get used to it. I mean, it might be so slow that you don't really. I mean, we have seen an erosion of our liberties. I don't want to say freedoms because that's actually wrong. It's our liberties. And even our obligations, as it were, they've slowly been eroded away, both in Australia and in the States and other countries as well. But in Australia and the States specifically and massively so. I mean, you had the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Office of Homeland Security. We had similar acts that were passed through Parliament, you know, increasing police powers and detention powers and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Here in Australia, I mean, we had that as well. We've just accepted it. It's like, okay, right? And we have accepted that people that were taken to Guantanamo Bay are now outside the process. They're not part of what's Guantanamo Bay. It's not America.
It's not part of the U.S. You don't have your right to an attorney.
And they're not soldiers. They're not enemy soldiers. They're enemy combatants, which is a new term.
Yes.
So they're not protected by international law like the Geneva Conventions either.
That's true.
Right, so you create
hence the waterboarding.
Yeah, you create these scenarios and situations that suit you, and you can operate, you know, and defend yourself against any attack that might come your way, right? And you know that the people that are going to attack you, they're going to do so from a reasonable point of view, you know, legally, and they, you know, try to, you know, appeal to your common sense, which you don't have. You don't want to have common sense. You just want to do what you want to do, and that's what's happening here. So my point is, people get used to living in a certain way, especially, Dave, if they have security. And by security, I mean not safety. I'm talking about I have a place I can come to and call my home, even if it's a little box, you know, 2x2. There's a TV there, maybe a fridge, or I have enough money to go downstairs to the restaurant or the eating house to get my food. I might even have a family. My kids can go to school. We get medical care. You know, I might not drive a fancy car, but I don't have to because public transport is free.
Imagine like Bruce Willis in Fifth Element.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you crave those comforts, I mean, all your base needs are taken care of, right? You're not hungry. You're not thirsty. You're not cold. You have company. You don't like, you know, you have social interaction. And then if you toe the line, you can have a very happy life, Dave, to your earlier question. You know, would people be happy? I think, if not happy, at least content. And that is something that we here in the so-called West don't really achieve. We don't achieve happiness and we don't achieve contentment. And the reason we don't is because we always want more. Because we live in a consumer society where people tell us, oh, you have to have more, you have to have more, you have to have more, you have to have more. How about your neighbor? What kind of car is he driving? Well, you better drive a better car. You need that new big screen TV, you know, 100 inches across, 200 inches across, 5,000 inches across. And it's never enough. So you can reach a certain income level and you discover, oh, I can spend all my money on things I couldn't afford before, but now I can afford all these things. They're not better than the things you could afford before, but you think they're better because they're more expensive. And you now feel like, oh, I'm part of the people, you know, like I'm not part of the good people. I'm now part of the elite people. I can do this. I can do that. It's a trap. Obviously it's a trap. Because, look, let me put it this way. There's a strawberry grower in Japan. He grows strawberries. He's the world's best strawberry grower. That's a true story. And he sells the strawberries, I think, a strawberry, for $400 or $500 a piece. There's a strawberry for $1,000 a piece. A strawberry, one strawberry. Now, this guy, Johnny Hollywood, or not, Paul Hollywood. He's a baker. He's a British baker. He's got his TV shows, Travel Writer, whatever, right? And he went to Japan and he bought one of those strawberries because, I mean, it was, you know, part of the TV budget, so why not? And he ate the whole thing, including the green stem, right? Because he said, that's at least worth $50, if you look at it, which is true, right? And he goes, oh, this is an amazing strawberry, right? But my question is this. The strawberries I buy in the shop, but it's like $5 a punnet, whatever it is, right? Depending on the season, maybe $10 a punnet, you know, if it's a bad season. So I've got like 20 strawberries in that punnet. And I enjoy those strawberries. They taste like strawberries, they're sweet, you know, they're quite nice. Sometimes, you know, they're not so good, but I mean, it's luck of the draw, right? But then Then I take the leap, so from, let's call it $10 a punnet, to $1,000 per strawberry. So to get a punnet, I would have to spend $20,000.
Good grief.
Right. Now the question here is this, Dave. Am I enjoying the strawberries that cost me $1,000 a piece 500 times more than I enjoy the strawberries that cost me like a buck?
Right? That is completely doubtful.
Well, that's the thing though. And that's the same
in your mind,
everything.
if you didn't care about the price, had to ask how much they were and you handed over your credit card, you didn't have people that just bought it for you. You had people that bought it for you and said, these are the strawberries from the best place in the whole planet.
Yeah.
You would eat them like, oh yeah.
Oh, that's the strawberry I've always wanted all my life.
Whether or not you compared it to the $3, $5 punnets, it would be irrelevant, I believe.
Yeah. No, you're right. And the thing is, that's the same with everything. I have a friend who's an audiophile. He loves it, right? And I went to this was years ago, and I went to check out his stuff in Singapore. And, you know, in Singapore, it's a lot of disposable income because tax is really, really low.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he said he had bought these speakers a few $1,000, and he had the turntable a few $1,000. He goes, you know, look at this, and then close your eyes. And I have to say the sound was astounding, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounded really like the band was in the room. It was beautiful. And he spent a bit of money on it, right? And he said, that's nothing. I said, what do you mean? So I spent a bit of money on mine, he said, but there are people out there that would have spent $100,000 on a speaker.
That's right.
They would have spent $250,000 on a turntable.
Do you remember the ribbon speakers?
Yeah, I do actually. I do.
The best speaker sound ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is this, at that point, when you buy this kind of equipment, only a dog can hear the difference. Okay, so our ears, I don't care how good your hearing is. You could be like a superhero, right? Super listener. And it wouldn't make any difference because once you look, I'm going to choose an arbitrary figure. $25,000 for a sound system, for argument's sake. $25,000 gives you top of the line, super duper everything, right? And I reckon at that $25,000 sound system is the top of what you can actually appreciate. Mm-hmm. Any dollar you spend above that is actually completely pointless, right? It's like in Australia, we've got very strict speed laws, right? You can't speed a certain way. And there's no way you can actually go over really 150 kilometers. Not really. Not legally anyway, right? Unless you go to a racetrack. But these people buy Ferraris and Lamborghinis and high performance cars and ask why? What's the point? Right? And there's no point to it, right? But they like to have it. So you can't really drive it, but you have it. And you probably don't even know how to drive a car like that, right? If you drive it in a country that where you can't drive it, really, right? So you hear them go from traffic light to traffic light, vroom, 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 in the city. And I've seen this. You idiot. What's the point? But see, this is the trap we're in there. We're in the trap where we think we want more and more and more and more. If you compare it to the Eastern way of life, traditional Eastern way of life, it's very, very different. The traditional Eastern way of life teaches patience above all. And people are very patient. They work away at something and you know, eventually they might get to enjoy something. But they have the patience. And they also think about the community, think about the family before they think of themselves. Right? Whereas in the West, it's the exact opposite. And we are, in my opinion, a lot less happy for it. We are trying very hard, and I think it's deliberate, to destroy the nuclear family. I think we're trying really, really hard to get away from generational living.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about this, right? Right now in Australia, I'm sure it's, you know, our listenership across the world has got similar issues if they're living in a first world, you know, Western type nation. Childcare is a big thing, right? There are not enough childcare places. It's very expensive. People have to work for it. So, you know, to be honest with you, if my wife goes to work, all her salary goes in childcare. That's it. So you know, we put our kid into childcare 5 days a week, right? And we used to have two kids in there, but now it's, you know, only going to be the one because the other two are in school now. Then all her salary, everything she makes after tax, well, 80-90% goes into paying for the childcare. So you ask yourself, why would we go and have my wife work? Because, well, it's good for a super, you know, so she can build up a retirement fund. So there's that. But you look, I mean, it's insane. Whereas in a multi-generational family, where you've got the grandparents living with you, for example, or maybe the extended family, maybe cousins, maybe your brothers and sisters. That's not even a thing. That's not even a problem. People don't even think about that because someone will look after the kids. There will always be someone there looking after the kids. It's just how it works, right? So we've created a situation where we're exposing ourselves to spend more and more money on things that we used to have for free.
That's right.
Because we've destroyed the way we used to live. And everybody used to live like that. This is not an Eastern phenomenon. In the West, right, generally, broadly speaking, we used to live like that. We had multi-generation living. We used to live in villages, for crying out loud. Right?
My grandmother used to live with us.
There you go.
You know.
Right?
And I think that's really super important that that we don't send people off to pasture.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know what, there's...
You're not useful anymore, are they?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do. So there is a lot of knowledge that the grandparents can pass down.
Oh, yes.
And it's not just for, you know, for daycare, right?
Yes, yes.
It's extraordinary. And the patience that the elderly have with children,
that too,
younger children, is something that the mid-age people don't have.
No. All of that is 100% true. So we've lost all of this. I mean, storytelling and all that. Right? I mean, I looked at my daughters. My daughters are now, almost 7 and 8, right? Not quite 7 yet, but almost. And I look at them interact with both their grandmothers. They don't have grandfathers anymore, but both their grandmothers. And it's beautiful to watch. Or even with the cousins, or my brother, the uncle, or the other uncles on my wife's side, the whole family thing, right? It's irreplaceable. You can't pay for it. It's invaluable. You can't pay for that kind of stuff because they hear other people's opinion. They look at how other people do things. They hear other people's life experiences, right? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they understand aging. This is really important.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So if you live divorced from old people, you know, then aging to you is like an alien thing and it's a bad thing, you know, but you look at people that age, like, you know, my mother's 80, right? And you know, she's getting older, but you know, she does it her way, right? And the girls see that, my kids. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Like I interacted with my grandparents on a regular basis. I basically lived with them for the first, 6-7 years of my life because my parents were. But you need that multi-generational family unit. And again, because we are living in the world we're living in, that's being taken away from us because we're easier to control that way. So the pillars of control are very simple. Like I said before, fear, uncertainty, and now we've seen another pillar, which is support is taken away. This is all replaced by the state. So instead of having support from your family and friends, etc., your community, that is taken away and is replaced by support from the state. The state will look after you, right? In the Great Reset that Dave talks about all the time as well. You know, now the state's going to look after you, Bob. You're going to be, you sign over everything you have, Bob. That's right. You just make your mark here. There you go. And then we wheel you off into the Soylent Green Factory. Off you go. Whoosh.
Making that news story that I was talking about, the government introducing new laws. The government is putting a task force together, which includes private industry, to determine what it is that is misinformation and what isn't. Remember the stakeholder economy?
Yeah.
Well, they're writing rules now where private businesses actually have a direct say about what is and what isn't as part of an open legislation.
Is that something? I mean, right?
For me, that is just fascism.
100%. It's not even just for you, Dave. It's for everybody. Because that's the definition of fascism. So that's
what I'm saying. And we're letting it happen because they believe we're going to be safer.
Yes.
And we'll ask for it. Please, won't you stop the misinformation happening?
Yeah. Trust the leader. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember I feel uncomfortable making. Remember who's guilty now if you make someone else uncomfortable?
You are.
What you say?
You are.
Oh, yeah, I am, because I made them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Trying to find uncomfortable.
Well, it goes against my core beliefs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Does it make you uncomfortable if I say Merry Christmas? Yes.
Yeah.
How about Happy Easter? No. Oh, actually, Easter's really a pagan festival. So, yeah, sure. You say Happy Easter as much as you like.
Oh, no. don't say that. And you go, what about Happy Festivus? Oh, I never liked Seinfeld.
Yeah. Gives me a rash. I don't want to live in this world. I don't want to live in a world where you have to tippy toe around everything. You need to be able to be forthright. Now, don't have to hurt people. Don't get me wrong. Don't go out there and hurt people and make them feel bad or bully them. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is express your opinion, right? Come to some kind of, like, everybody should express their opinion, come to a consensus, and then live together in harmony. We never used to have to tippy toe around this stuff. You look at successful comedians, Palestine, before 1945. Right. In fact, sorry, before 1916, where the Ottoman Empire didn't care. So for 500 years, they ran a whole big chunk of, you know, the world called the Ottoman Empire. Not saying there was a great, you know, empire or anything like that, but what they didn't care about is what you did or what you believed or what you said, really, unless you overthrew the government, as long as you paid your taxes. Right. So people in Palestine, which is, you know, the province of Palestine, I guess, back then, the Jews, the Christian, the Muslims, they all live together. They live together. There was no problem. There was nothing. No, nobody gave a hoot. No, people lived together. Just fine. Thank you very much. It was similar in other countries as well, right? And then, you know, something is introduced, some new factor, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and, you know, we end up killing each other. But ultimately, you know, we know that we can coexist and live together. We know this. But now we've gotten to the point where, you know, well, what can I say? What can't I say? Can I open the door for a woman? No, better not, right? She might take offense. What else can I do? I mean, do I say Merry Christmas to people? Or, you know, or do I say, you know, oh, Happy Season's greetings, or whatever it might be.
Happy Holidays is what we got reduced to.
Happy Holidays.
In Hallmark cards, right?
I know. What? It's nuts, everybody. This is not the world. This is not freedom. This is not better. And then you got, you know, on top of that, we got, well, you know, we've confused, you know, we're going to confuse, you know, gender fluidity. Gender fluid people are a real thing. It's a real thing. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's a tiny percentage of people.
That's right.
No. Everybody needs to be like this. And there was this thing I sent through on Facebook. A motorcyclist who identifies as a cyclist set a new world record or speed record or whatever it was.
New world record in the cycle race. Yes.
Yeah. And there's a really strong case to be made here for not being inclusive here, because if you're born a man, no matter how many hormonal treatments and whatever else you do, you will always be a man. Your physical structure is different from a woman's. It's just, that's just biology. You can jump up and down and hate it, but that's just what it is.
Your hips are different biologically.
Yeah. You should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. That's my opinion. Right? You're just not allowed to, because, you know, I mean, there are women who are naturally high in testosterone. I mean, that is a thing. That's true, yeah. Right? But that's nature. That's just something that happened, and that woman is what she lives with. That's her condition. But she was born a woman, right? If you're born a man and you decide, oh no, I want to be a woman, you should not be allowed to compete in female events. That's just nuts.
Yeah, if new records are broken by men who identify themselves as women in sport and they're winning, I think we have to remeasure what it is that we're trying to achieve here.
Oh, go gender neutral then. There are no female and male competitions. It's just whatever it is. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, then make it open. Then we all use the same toilet, which of course doesn't work either, right? We know this because that actually happened in the States.
Yeah. We won't talk too deeply about what happened there.
Yeah, but that, it really upsets me.
It upsets me greatly too.
Because that is the core and the crux of the issue. You can't argue biology.
Do you know what's extraordinary? The Olympic Games have a test that you can't compete in an Olympic sport and if for a gender that you weren't born in. And look, that's a fair call, and as they change that, then, you know, so be it. Right? But my greatest concern isn't that this is all new. It has been going on for ages.
Yeah.
But us being able to legally say that we identify as a different gender or a different, whatever, I don't care what it is. Look, that's pretty good. I think if people feel so strongly and felt trapped by, you know, their physical form, and like that there is a support for those people in society,
I think our concentrating on that right now, at this time in history, like now, where we should deeply think about the 100 seconds to midnight, if you know what I'm talking about without saying it, it should be reevaluated, to be honest. The left in the US is calling for we should be clearing the airspace, even though that would begin the next war.
But to finish your point, I do want to make a point on that, which is very important.
Yeah. Well, just take it.
Okay. So this is really interesting to think about. So the reason that that NATO hasn't enacted a no-fly zone over the Ukraine is because they don't want the war to escalate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. I hear you. Now, just think about this for 1 second. Russia is in its fourth week of invading the Ukraine.
A special
military operation, whatever they want to call it. I don't really care. But
destroying
the
Ukraine.
Is,
why not?
They're creating a land corridor linking the Crimea with the other provinces they took, I think, in 2014. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's it. They're creating a land bridge there.
Crimea, 2014.
But Ukraine, who is arguably not the strongest military power in the world or in the region,
mm-hmm.
or even at all, has managed to frustrate their advance and inflict massive losses. Mm-hmm. And I mean massive losses on the Russian military. The Russians thought, oh, this is going to be a couple of days. Not quite. The determination and I guess, of course, the Ukrainians got help from, you know, other people, you know, ammunition and whatever. But the sheer
determination of the people?
Yeah, of the Ukrainians stopped mm-hmm. them, right? So now, okay, all right. Now think about that just for a second. So he's committed several hundred thousand troops, right, into this theater of war. He has got no more money. He's asking foreign fighters to come in, Putin that is, and help mm-hmm. him fight as well. He's asked China for credit, and he's asked China for military help. So people see, this is important. People confuse Russia or the Russian Federation with the USSR.
Mm-hmm.
The USSR was a very different animal to the Russian Federation. A lot of nations, a lot of countries that used to make up the USSR are no longer in it. Like Ukraine, like the Baltic states. Even the sphere of influence, like the Warsaw Pact, Poland, Czechoslovakia, which is now
right.
Slovak Republic and the Czech Republic, Romania, and all of these Eastern Bloc countries, they are no longer in the Russian camp, per se, right? So this was a power block. It was a very powerful entity, the USSR. But even that was, a lot of that was just show and theater. So Russia is not a massive military power. They have nuclear weapons, yes. But if NATO and the US specifically were to declare no-fly zone, and it did escalate into war, mm-hmm. Russia would lose a conventional war very, very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, the fear here is that it goes nuclear. Now, if it did go nuclear, nobody wins. Would Putin do that? That's the gamble, right? And that's the gamble the West is not willing to make. But are all Russians thinking like Putin? Well, the answer is no. Are all Russians in Putin's circle thinking like Putin? The answer is no, because a lot of the oligarchs were there before Putin. And I can't see a whole bunch of oligarchs wanting to live in a nuclear wasteland.
No, so, because they want to maintain their money, their status.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a nuclear war. I'm calling it here, right? If a confrontation... Oh, there's the music. Oh, jeez.
No.
I'll talk to you guys on Thursday again. So this has been Plato's Cave. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe. Don't go anywhere, because Mitchell Bubba's coming up with the biz. Yeehaw, I can't do it.
Yeehaw.
In the business. And donate if you can. Peace out.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
and Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. You're so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
To Revolution in the Morning
at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
This is
Yeah, come on down. Join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. This is the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the Revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and let's get the straight truth, not this mainstream mind control that has, well, let's just say, that has turned your head inside out, upside down, and sideways. We live in a world of delusion and illusion created by the mainstream media and synthesized into reality by your brain. Idiocracy surrounds us. Where do we start and where does it stop? I have no idea. All I can do is say the truth and what everybody else is, what's on their mind. And sometimes, well, you know, they just can't say it because they have a family, you know, they have, there's a lot to sacrifice for speaking truthfully today. And in this age of cancel culture, this age of, well, blatant discrimination. Maybe that's a good description of it. Blatant discrimination, bias, and racism perpetrated by liberals. Again, that's the world we live in today. Many people may not see it, but I do. It's, divide and conquer. Everybody. They force you to choose sides. Now they're forcing you to choose sides between the thugs and the thieves and the peace-loving people. Well, you either with the government and the thieves and the thugs and the trash that wants to steal and destroy. You either with these scum-sucking assholes or, well, oh, God forbid. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, come on down and join us. We're going to analyze the truth, or I should say analyze the news and squeeze the bits of pieces of truth out of it. You know, you got to mine a ton of news today from the mainstream media to get even an ounce of truth. It used to be a pound, but today it's a ton. Yes, they shovel a ton of shit, and they only have an ounce of truth in it. That is the mainstream mockingbird media, and it doesn't stop at these prostitutes that you see on television. It goes all the way to the core of the printed media. It truly is, well, disgusting. And the so-called bastion of conservative radio, you know, this thing where they claim that liberals don't go and don't penetrate them. Shit. Sean Hannity. He's just the other side of the circle, jerk. And he's a damn, the leprechaun there. Yeah, he's a real tard, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, gosh. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Call in and listen. 518-906-1839. Listen on iTunes and TalkStreamLive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp, Open Radio app. Gosh, more than 50 different ways to listen to Revolution Radio. Come on down to the website, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. There you go. Bitcoin's on the squeak again. Up and down. It's just another milking cow. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Oh, man, I'm telling you. This world is going effing nuts. Yeah, it's nuttin' futs. Is that what they call that? Yes, that's a pig Latin, right? Nuttin' futs. Yeah, I can say that. Oh, God. Where in the hell should we start? Yeah, I was looking at this stuff yesterday, and it was like, oh, man, you have got to be kidding me. Yeah, 5.1 magnitude earthquake off of the UK, shaked parts of Britain, rattling houses, and people are saying, oh, no, it's Johnson again. Notice they have to say Boris Johnson. You know, maybe we just say boring Johnson, but, you know, his nightlife is, you know, one of the key things that was one of the excuses used by the elite to stop the COVID scamdemic and move on to the next scare factor, the next fear factor to get you into compliance, into the New World Order. That's right. Oh, what? You mean that fictitious thing that doesn't exist? Oh, the what? The new? The who? Oh, man. I mean, really? There's a world order? Countries aren't like free and independent. There's just like a cultural and national serfdom around the world? Well, by golly, I thought that the world was free. And, you know, it's like the people of Ukraine. They were free to fight a war with Russia, but they weren't free to have their own governments. You know, they're like corrupted little children. And, you know, that's why the United States had to go in and put a government in Ukraine, because they're like corrupted little children. In fact, you have this pussified puppet that's a comedian who is a World Economic Forum, well, let's just say acolyte, ass kisser, dick sucker, deep throater, paychecker, money monger, what else you ever want to call Zelensky. He is a rich ass whore of the elite. If you believe that, oh gosh, man, I'm waiting for the unicorn, roundups to start in Ukraine. And that's what's really happening. You know, the Russian troops are there to protect an environmental disaster, as the Ukrainian Yahtzees were hunting down and eliminating all of the unicorns. In Ukraine. Yeah. That's what's happening. You know, all those Yahtzees, damn them, hunting all of the unicorns to extinction. It's like a genocide. It's like unicorn genocide. And I can't believe the liberals aren't on the side to save the unicorns. But by golly, the New World Order, and the United States is gonna lead it, says Joe Biden. So does anybody really believe that the United States should lead this, the emperor, be the emperor of the world? This demented old fart that can't, that should be arrested?
that should be put in prison for molesting his granddaughter and his crackhead bastard son who's just another pedo? No, this Joe Biden should be in prison. Kamala Harris, a fine, upstanding woman who made her way into politics and excelled at her job and through the ranks of her fellow employees by giving her boss blowjobs. That is the liberal role model that is in politics today. You better be willing to get down and dirty and do whatever it takes. And when you do that, just leave your ethics. Just leave your honor, your integrity, your morality. Just leave it down there on the floor. Because when you get up, you ain't gonna have it. What'd this demented old bastard say? Oh, that's too long. It's too long of a clip for me. Hold on. I think I have another clip of it here, of the demented old bastard Joe Biden saying, nope, I don't think it's that one. We're going to lead the new world order. Yeah, somebody has to, so we're going to do it. Well, I'm Joe Biden, and I'm your senator-elect, I think. I mean, really, where the hell am I? Jill, I pooped my pants. Jill,
I'm sorry, we're going to have to shut the mic.
Yeah, could you hear that? I mean, that's about what would happen. You know, I mean, you had former President Bush. What'd he do? He puked all over the Japanese. Was it the ambassador or the prime minister? Oh, I forget. You know, and old Joe Biden, man, he's shitting from Italy to Rome, from Italy and Rome to, you know, the United States out to the front lawn of the White House where he pooped his pants. And that's what he told the press corps. You could hear it plain as day. I pooped my pants. Jesus. And we wonder why the world perceives the United States of America as weak and as corrupt. Because I'm telling you, I don't believe Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States of America. I believe that the election was stolen. They used good old-fashioned ballot rigging. They used all kinds of tools and weapons and the thousand cuts of, oh, well, if they find this one out and they don't find that one out and that one out and that one out, they'll still say, well, there's no reason to challenge it because it can't overturn it. Listen, when 93 or plus nursing homes in Wisconsin, when they have 100% voter participation rate at more than 90 nursing homes in Wisconsin, you know that's an effing lie. You know those patients most of the time are in those nursing homes because they have dementia. And you may not like it. But even if you have 10 or 20% dementia, you don't know if it's going to be at the time you vote or not. So essentially, you don't have the right to vote. You may not like to hear that, but that's the truth. And then you have Georgia, where ballots were shipped in by the ton from Arizona. I know that. I know somebody that worked at the, let's just say, that loaded the airplanes for the big brown trucks. And December 1st, for the runoff election, December 1st, December 2nd, on the Indy Express, flying out of, I believe, Phoenix, Arizona. The big brown plane brought a tin of United States Postal Service mail of ballots that were sent to Atlanta and all over Georgia in the mail. Now, the question is, I mean, why were ballots that were mail-in ballots, why were they being shipped out of Arizona when all of the alleged facilities for the printing and for everything else was supposedly in Georgia? I don't know. But I do know this. It's coming out soon.
The 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
He lost a fair and secure election.
The most secure
election in American history.
Really?
All those of you volunteered and worked the polls, you deserve a special thanks from the entire nation.
Meanwhile,
this one mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes. He's not alone. We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops. Leaving no fingerprints. Snapping photos to get paid. A coordinated ring of illegal vote harvesting in all the key states where the election was decided.
They've delivered us a clear victory.
Game over.
Yeah, coming soon from Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 mules. Remember what they said about the Hunter Biden laptop? Well, it was fake. It was a fraud. It was a lie. Oh, but now the New York Times says, oh, it's authentic. It's real. And the 50-some is not intelligence officers because, well, you know, let's just be honest, you know, they're just political whores of a deep state nature. And, you know, look, these clowns should automatically be stripped of any security clearance that they have or have left. And, secondly, they should be required to, state under oath to a grand jury what inside information that they had, not suspicions, not, you know, the sun rose yesterday, so it's a conspiracy that it will rise today. I mean, really, you need more proof than that, right? Yeah. Of course, you know, there's some say that the sun goes around and around, you know, as the earth turns. But if the earth is flat, you know, here's a problem. I had this thought the other day and I thought, damn, I wonder if anybody asked that. And I should have asked Michael J. that this weekend on Sunday and I didn't. You know, if there is global warming and all the ice melts, what happens to the ice wall that's holding all the water in? Does all the water run off and we have desert earth, desert flat planet? I mean, I didn't know. I was just, you know, I was just pointing that out there. I'm sure somewhere along the line there'll be some feedback. Somebody will hear. Somebody will understand. Here's some people that just don't understand. I saw this the other day and I said, holy sh! I'm sorry, I can't use the language that I used. At a NCAA swim finals, Kelly J. Keen takes on a transgender activist who lived, 50 years as a man. He fathered three children, and now he says that I'm a mother. Yes, listen to this, this mental illness on display.
On the basis of the comfort, on the basis of the comfort and dignity of girls and women, I'm asking you, telling you, please do not use women's spaces.
My
it
girls,
makes them feel uncomfortable.
My girls and the other women I am with are very comfortable with me in
right.
the bathroom.
Well, fortunately, I'm not your daughter, and my daughter is also not your daughter.
No, that's right.
And she
so
would
she
feel.
Stay.
She would feel. Very uncomfortable. No, I.
Right.
No, you interrupted me.
Excuse me.
You interrupted me.
I'm not here for a debate. Beth, do you mind?
Right.
I would like to. I would ask you to please call up your dog.
I beg your pardon. And
whoa!
I'm asking you as a mother. I'm asking you as a mother. Do not use female spaces.
And I'm
it
very
makes,
uncomfortable.
It makes women and girls feel
mother,
very uncomfortable.
As a mother,
you are
I am,
not. How dare you?
As a mother, I am very.
You're not.
You'll
never.
Boy. Did you hear the one woman in the background when the guy says, the 50-year-old tranny guy says, I'm a mama. I birthed three kids. I provided the sperm. No, you didn't have your butt side split wide open, did you ass? But listen to this one mother. She gets incensed about this.
Barry,
you're
not
a mama.
You never birthed your children. You're not a mother,
Dawn.
It's
right,
a job of mine, which is
even more important. He's not a mama. He's a moron. Hey, that's it. It's not a mama. It's a moron. Hey, but don't forget, man, don't you make fun of, you know, Rachel Levine. You know, don't you make fun of her now. You know, and this swimmer, Leah Thompson. Oh my God. You know, hey, can't men just stop trying to compete with women? You know, and God, what in the hell is the matter with people? Are they that insecure? They feel they got to stand out, or are they just that confused? I choose all of the above. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
I'm a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed dirty Doc McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And remember, we're listener supported and commercial free. So join us and let's get the truth out here. Let's not end up with this mainstream mind control that seems to be hitting us day in and day out. We can't get the truth. We can't find the truth because they've hit it so deeply. It's unfortunate, but this is the truth that we see, that we know, that we have, going down. We got to get the truth and end this world of dystopian lies and bullshit where people are living the Truman Show. You know, they don't even realize that, you know, they're being duped day in and day out. That the average person is just naive when it comes to the real actions of their governments, the corporations that they work for, that many of these people work for, and that they don't even know that they aren't even having their own thoughts. They don't even know and understand that they have been brainwashed using AI, using artificial intelligence and algorithms to brainwash you through social media, through the mainstream visual and the audio media, and even through interactive games and all this other stuff on the internets. And then it's all the foundation that has already been laid by the print media that is, you know, supposedly, you know, basically the truth coming from God. When the truth is, the mainstream media has been long corrupted and has long failed to tell the basic truth of what is going on in the world that we live. Julian Assange, a publisher, a journalist who printed what whistleblowers brought him, who put it out on the internet, and over 7 million documents that were exposed by Julian Assange. Not one has been found to be a fraud. I don't know any journalist, any news organization can say that. And they did it at great peril. God bless him. Free Julian Assange. We should be. Kiev, the Ukrainian government, and the comedian Zelensky has said that no city shall talk of any surrender in Ukraine. Meanwhile, a UK intelligence official says, hey, you know, we can keep this going. We can keep it rolling. Yeah, I mean, as long as, you know, we can keep giving them weapons, you know, and stuff to, you know, standoff weapons to attack the Russians, you know, we can keep it going. As long as we keep the morale up, you know, even though, you know, the lies are so thick, you don't even know what to believe in Ukraine anymore because of the shitstorm of propaganda, not only by the United States of America and Ukraine, but a bullshit from Russia, bullshit from Germany and the UK and the European Soviet Socialist Union. And let's not forget NATO. Hell, NATO murdered Europeans for political benefit. Hell, they're probably getting a Woody and running in the closet. God, it's Stoltenberg's probably spent more time in the closet and in his private spaces, you know, as Secretary General of NATO, than any time in the previous history of, you know, his tenure there. Of course, it may have to be extended on emergency basis because he was going to move to Norway and become a bankster. But no, he's going to remain a crooked NATO general. Yeah. What other news and information we got here? NATO, or I should say, excuse me, Ukraine. Ukraine says it sees signs of another neighbor planning to a direct invasion. And of course, you know, that would be Belarus, I believe, right? Just the other day, a rocket or a missile or whatever it was fired from inside Ukraine landed in Belarus. And, you know, it's, oh, they're going to draw us into the war. We might as well go. But, yeah. You'll have to pardon me, but I thought that they had already kind of assisted and had already been involved in Ukraine. just for the simple fact. Here, let me pull this map up. Oh, come the fuck. Okay. Now, maybe we got it. You know, but for the Russians to have invaded, you know, along the Dnieper River there, and come down towards Kiev through Chernobyl, they would have had to come out of Belarus. Now here's the other thing. Belarus may come in and attack in western Western Ukraine and towards Koval and the Tusk Ravine and down through that area. And that would essentially, you know, that would cut off, you know, half of Ukraine, and people would have to worry about getting encircled in if that would be the case. Maybe. I kind of doubt it, just because of the way advanced defensive weaponry is today. You know, with enough of these little rockets, with enough of the, you know, the Javelin missiles and the other anti-tank and the anti-aircraft missiles, with them, in the hands of people, you know, it's very difficult to sustain a drive unless it's a lot of infantry, and then that makes it slow. And slow infantry gives people time to prepare and get defenses. But anyway, you know, if you're looking at the, if you're thinking Belarus getting into this, you know, that's what I would suspect, is that they would make a push toward in western Ukraine and kind of threaten these other areas. The same way with Moldova. Moldova is a friendly nation to Russia, I believe. And it had appeared that they had taken some ground. But, I don't know. The southwest tip of Ukraine is, down past Odessa, is already, well, let's just say it should have already fallen, I would imagine, because of its, vicinity to Moldova, if Moldova was holding hosting troops for Soviet Russian troops. Yes, well, the Mariupol theater, where it was believed, it was alleged that there was a now people are convinced that this was a false flag. The Mariupol theater was devastated in an alleged bombing. However, you know, the people that were taking refuge there started leaving, as the Azov battalion, who had controlled the area right around the theater, actually had put up signs that said Azov. And anyway, so people fled, and some, you know, people that were leaving were saying, you know, these guys, these Ukrainians were holding hostages as human shields. Yeah, day before the attack, one woman, her Kate, and her son left the site. We jumped in a car while the theater and the area was being shelled, she said. They shared the vehicle with a family of four that had brought four dogs and a cat. We asked to go with them because we didn't have our own car, she said. They were part of a convoy of 2,000 cars that escaped Mariupol on Tuesday. The city council asked a Russian, said a Russian plane dropped a bomb on the theater, calling the attack deliberate and cynical. Yeah, but according to all reports, there were no deaths, no civilian deaths. Yeah, it's sheer crazy, isn't it? It really is, because you can't believe anything that these Ukrainians say, and you can't really believe what the Russians say. So, you know, you're left in an information dead zone because, you know, the mainstream media, it doesn't have any credibility. It's unfortunate. But not one side has really gone back to the real crux of the whole matter. And that is the attempted overthrow by Victoria Nuland and a color coup type revolution in Kazakhstan. If you want to know why, right there's the answer. The American government is too chicken shit to say it. And the Russians aren't using it yet. Now, why? I don't know. But I would most certainly be pointing out that the United States of America, how should we say it, tried to pull the same thing, the same type of color revolution in Ukraine in Kazakhstan. That was the final act of war. I see this as a war against the United States, not Ukraine. Ukraine is just a, an economic destruction ground. Some place that must be destroyed for Democrats to win and succeed. All the news and information, particularly, you know, about Ukraine, Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, that stuff must be, you know, suppressed. And the only way to suppress it is with the bodies of dead children, dead men and women in Ukraine. That's the only thing they have going on right now. Except I would suspect there's going to be another, well, let's just say, wave of violence elsewhere. It has to happen. It has to escalate. It has to spread, because that's the nature. It's the nature of this stuff. It truly is a, dystopian world. Let's see. We'll move that. Let's see. We get rid of that. We'll throw that out. Hey, we got this. Where's this at? Hello. Hello. Excuse me. Wow. Imagine that. Let's see what we got. But I'm back in the lead. Back like a rack full of fat double D's. Back with the barrel on a rack, let me squeeze. Back on the trigger, hit her right between the knees. Back with the toe strap, I pull them real heavy. Ladies getting dirty out back on the Chevy. Dive bar beauty queen, Bubba calling Bettis. Pedal to the metal, baby girl, I'm ready. Six kicks and we're coming back. Oh, God, these guys, where is it? There it is. But I heard a lot of ruckus. There it comes. Track. Backwoods gunning, hitting birdies by the pack. Everywhere we go,
under the moon with the tailgate back in the back of the saloon.
Yeah, that's from the Moonshine Bandits, Out Back, if you just were wondering who that was. So come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Let's get the straight truth here. Yeah, and our president, poopy pants of the new world order. I guess that is the Depends world order if Joe Biden is leading it. You know, a number of years ago, I actually sent a Depends to the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions. He had so many leaks, he needed a Depends. And, wow, it depends. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Oh, yeah, the FDA is reviewing the Pfizer data before approving the next booster shot. Hey, yeah, it's the next booster shot. Oh, sure. Yeah, hey, the first three didn't kill you, Tessa. Give us a chance, man. Give us a chance. And the CDC probably gets jealous. It hasn't killed more Americans this year. Yeah. Hey, if you're in the Washington DC area or in that zone, maybe it's a good way to put it. Warm weathers have pushed the cherry blossoms to their peak early, about 10 days early, in matter of a fact. Washington, D.C.'s cherry blossoms are hitting the peak early, and it's going, I guess, on right now in this week. So if you want to get up there and see some pretty scenery, you know, before the BLM and the KKK, Klantifa, and the rest of them make their horrid return in the 2024 election cycle, when they're going to have to be out there protesting against Donald Trumper. Yeah, anyway, the blossoms can remain at peak bloom for up to a week under favorable weather, you know, light winds, no rain. The petals fall off more quickly when rain and frost and snow and unusually warm weather or, you know, breezy conditions. So, you know, if you get a chance, the forecast for the peak is between March 22nd and the 26th. So starting today through the next 4 days, 5 days, they expect to be the peak of the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. Yeah, let's see. Wow, the woman died of a rare brain bleed after getting her COVID-19 shot. The coroner said, oh, yeah, she died from the vaccine. AstraZeneca vaccine. It's a rare side effect. Until you look at the number of footballers/soccer players who, you know, at the peak of their health and their fitness, they just happen to drop over dead. Yeah, hey man, I'm happy. I'm the healthiest person in the world. And next thing you know, you're dead. Because you got a blood clot that looks like an earthworm that's stuck in your vein, man. Yeah, oh, it's the spike protein. Congratulations. You hit the vaccine death lottery, where you have a high chance of hitting room temperature. Yes, that's never a good thing, folks. If you take the room temperature challenge and you succeed, that means you're deed, you know, dead. Not a good thing. So, you know, the World Economic Forum says, look, take your shots, take your clots, and don't worry because there's a food crisis coming and the more people that die, the better off we are. Yeah, Klaus Schwab. Yes, the Schwab, America's favorite Nazi of today, says you will, by 2030, you will own nothing and like it. Well, let's see. If there's a nuclear war and everything, and I'm still alive in the aftermath, okay? Let's say that. And by 2030, I'm going to be lucky to be alive, let alone own anything that isn't so contaminated with radioactive dust and dirt and contamination. And the circuits of this shit isn't fried out by some EMP pulse. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm going to be lucky. Yeah, I'm lucky, man. I'm lucky. Hey, just call me Lucky, man. It's just like a three-legged dog, right? Called Lucky. Oh, gosh, man. Yeah, it's like the one-footed bipedal. He's called Lucky. Yeah. I mean, hell, it's a hell of a thing to try to pump the bicycle wheel with your peg leg. Oh, man, now they just put a spring on there. Yeah, so, you know, it would get extra action. It'd be like the Usain Bolt of bicycles. Zoinga, 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 zoinga. Yeah, hey, there you go. Boy, I'll tell you, somebody would be coming up with that pretty quick, won't it? The U.S. is angry. That's right. The United States of America's angry. That's right. President Poopy Pants. And Secretary of State, you know, winking, blinking, and nod, the trifecta of morons. They're upset because the United Arab Emirates released photographs and video of Syrian President Assad talking with a historic visit to the United Arab Emirates. Oh, my. Oh, the petrodollar. The petrodollar is done, isn't it? Let's see. It's the Indian, it's the rupee, ruble. Yeah, ruble. It's the India, the rupee ruble, India-Russia oil trade now coming. And of course, already being signed is the Chinese yuan Saudi, done. Hey, the U.S. Petrodollar is kaput. Bye. We'll be back.
Long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Studio B. Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have
to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind.
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4am Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.